ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति सर्वदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणौरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सगणौ ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। नमोम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि वश्चत्तदेशतारिणे वंचाकल्पद्रुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारवक्तख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। आजनुलम्बितभुजकनकावदात सङ्कीर्तनैककपितरकमलायताक्ष विश्वम्भरद्विजवरजुगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकर करुणावतारौ। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेर उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। मुखं करोति वाचलं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरो दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीश्चैतन्यैश्वरं शक्षाधरित्वेन समस्तशास्त्रैरुक्तस्तथा भावितेव सद्भिः किन्तु प्रवरजाव्येव तस्य श्रीचरणारविन्दम्। Hare Krishna. Today we are continuing from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 26th chapter, text number 1. And the title of the chapter is Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. So please try to follow the shloka. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Atha Te Samprabhakshyami Tattvam Lakshanam Prithak Yad Viditva विमुच्यत पुरुषा प्रकृतिर गुणः। श्री भगवान उवाच अतते संप्रवक्ष्यामि तत्त्वं लक्षणं पृथक् यद् विदित्वा विमुच्यत पुरुषा प्रकृतिर्गुणः। श्री भगवान् वाचा अथ ते संप्रवक्ष्यामि तत्त्वनां लक्षणं पृथक् यद् विदित्वा विमुच्येत पुरुषः प्रकृतिर्गुणः। श्री भगवान् उवाच अथ ते संप्रवक्ष्यामि तत्त्वानां लक्षणं पृथक् यद् विदित्वा विमुच्येत पुरुषः प्रकृतिर्गुणः। Please repeat word to word meaning. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said. Atha. Now. Te. To you. Sampravakshyami. I shall describe. Tatvanam. Of the categories of the absolute truth. Lakshanam, the distinctive feature. Prithag, one by one. Yat, which, vidutva, knowing, vimucheta. One can be released. Purushaha, any person. Prakritehi, of the material nature. Gunaiha, from the moods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai!
The Personality of Godhead, Kapila, continued. My dear mother, now I shall describe unto you the different categories of the Absolute Truth, knowing which any person can be released from the influence of modes of material nature. So please repeat translation. The Personality of Godhead, Kapila, continued. My dear mother, now I shall describe unto you the different categories of the Absolute Truth, knowing which any person can be released from the influence of modes of material nature. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, only through devotional service. Bhaktyamam Abhijanati. As stated in Bhagavatam, the object of devotional service is Mam, Krishna. And as explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, to understand Krishna means to understand Krishna in His personal form, with His internal energy, His external energy, His expansion and His incarnation. There are many diverse departments of knowledge in understanding Krishna. Sankhya philosophy is especially meant for persons who are conditioned by this material world. It is generally understood by the parampara system or by disciplic succession to be the science of devotional service. Preliminary studies of devotional service have already been explained. Now, the analytical study of devotional service will be explained by the Lord, who says that by such an analytical study, one becomes freed from the modes of material nature. The same assertion is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Tato mam tatvato gyatva. By understanding the Lord according to various categories, one can become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. This is also explained here. By understanding science of devotional service in Sankhya philosophy, one can become free from the modes of material nature. The eternal self, after becoming freed from the spell of material nature, become eligible to enter into kingdom of God. As long as one has even a slight desire to enjoy or lord over the material nature, there is no chance of his being freed from the influence of nature's material mood. Therefore, one has to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead analytically, as explained in Sankhya system of philosophy by Lord Kapil Dev. Today we are beginning a new chapter, which is explain details about the nature, material nature. This is the external energy of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada, he explained very elaborately why it is important to know about the material nature. So we can understand what is the reality, and actually we can develop detachment from this material world. An ultimate goal is why we practice detachment: to attach toward to Krishna's lotus feet. That's the goal of detachment. So, you know, Mayavadi philosophy, they say Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. So the absolute truth is Brahma, and Jagat is it's an illusion. So they practice detachment, but for what? For nothing. So it is acharyas, they give example. They give example in Ghatakas, Potakas. There is so many philosophy they give. So acharyas, they give example. A pot cannot be empty. So if there is nothing, there will be air. So pot cannot be empty. So same, jiva cannot be just detached. There has to be something, object to attach. Otherwise jiva cannot detach the material things. So that's why, to understand this material nature, it's very important, which will help us to develop our Krishna consciousness, and which will push toward to Krishna more and more. When we'll understand analytically way Srila Kapil Dev explained here. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that this is very important. In the, you know, some people may question, because in this shloka it says, if somebody analytically understand the material nature, that person will go back to Godhead, isn't it? Then what is the point of practicing devotional service? Isn't it contradictory? That's why Srila Prabhupada, first thing what he did, that he stated in Bhagavad Gita, one can understand Supreme Personality of Godhead, the absolute truth, only through devotional service. So first he cut that, you know, that misunderstanding. So that's a viewpoint of a pure devotee. That's the difference between a Mayavadi and a devotee's explanation. That's why Mahaprabhu, he stated, when he was in Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, he said, Mayavadi bhashya sunle hoy sarvanas. You know, if you hear the explanation of Mayavadis, then what will happen? Your devotion will be destroyed. Why? Let's say, suppose example in this verse. If they will explain, what they will explain? If you understand material nature, you will be free from everything and you will go back to home, back to Godhead. So you don't need devotional service. So that's why, you know, pure devotee's explanation is very important, very, very important. Srila Narottam Das Thakur Das explained in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, you know, that's a very strong statement. কর্মকাণ্ড জ্ঞানকাণ্ড সকলি বিশ্বের ভাণ্ড অমৃত বলিয়া যেবা খায় গরল উপকারে নানা জনী সদা ফিরে অবশেষে অধপতে অধপতে যায়। দিস অল দি থিংস ইন কর্মকাণ্ড জ্ঞানকাণ্ড দ্য নলেজ সেকশন এভরিথিং দে আর জাস্ট ডিস্ট্রাক্টিং পিপল ইফ দে ডোন্ট আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড প্রপারলি ইট মাই ডিস্ট্রয় দেয়ার ডিভোশন। হ্যাঁ, and also Jagadananda Pandit, he stated in Prema Vivarta, there's a small book, very nice book, he said, bhakti vina kono sadhan dite nare phal, sab phal dai bhakti satantra prabal. Without devotional service, nothing can give, you know, nothing can be fruitative, nothing. Even, you know, karma yoga, jnana yoga, whatever you perform, it's impossible. That's why, here even, before explain all this material nature and everything, Lord Kapila explained the bhakti. Without bhakti, jnana and vairagya, they are useless. There is so many examples in the Shastra, unlimited. Let's start from Brahma. He created all the Vedas and everything. Even though he had full knowledge, but still he bewildered when he saw Krishna in Vrindavan. So what is the point of that kind of knowledge if somebody cannot recognize Krishna? Isn't it? So, you know, I heard from a commentary Madhvacharya given on Mahabharata. He explained that Duryodhan, we say Duryodhan is demon, isn't it? He is not a good person. Actually, political viewpoint, he was a perfect king. He was very good. He, in the, you know, negotiation and all this thing, he was good. Better than any other king. But still he considered as a demon because he didn't recognize Krishna. That's the only reason. Not only him. Jarasandha. He used to follow every Vedic principle. He used to give every day charity to Brahman. He used to worship Lord Vishnu. But he didn't understand Krishna. That's why Shastra considered him asur, demon. So, the goal of detachment and knowledge is to understand Krishna. If this one cannot help us to understand Krishna, so that means that useless. It doesn't matter what we practice. That's all the Vedanta Sutra and all the Shastra, it's support. You know, one point, there is so many examples in the Shastra. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada explained how, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is confirmed. One point, all of us we know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he went to Puri. And in Puri, that time, there was most famous Vedanta teacher, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was such a scholar person, he knows all the philosophy. It's like, you know, all the, you know, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, everything. And there was no one was there at that time to argue with him about anything. So when he found Mahaprabhu in Puri temple, you know, he unconscious. Mahaprabhu was unconscious and everybody respect Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And he saw one young sannyasi, he just, you know, fainted. And then when he saw Mahaprabhu, naturally he was attracted. And he was thinking, oh my God, look at this person. He's such a, you know, so beautiful and effulgence is there. He must be a very pious soul. Then he told some panda, can you, you know, carry him to my house? And later on I'll find out what's the matter. So anyway, later on when he brought him, Mahaprabhu, to his house, and then other devotees, actually Mahaprabhu came, you know, he had a little bit sweet argument with Nityananda Prabhu, because Nityananda Prabhu broke his danda, sannyas danda, because Mahaprabhu took sannyas and Nityananda Prabhu said, you know, why you so much pretending? Eh? Why you need danda? For jivas it's fine, but why you are pretending so much? And then he broke the danda, throw into river. And then Mahaprabhu was very upset. He said, oh, you know, I am now sannyasi. How come you broke my danda? I'm not going to go with you guys. I'll go first. Actually, Mahaprabhu's desire was to deliver Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So, the Gopinath Acharya, he was the, what is it called? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's sister's husband. Huh? Brother-in-law. He was Mahaprabhu's, you know, very close associate. So, and then he was looking everywhere, where is Mahaprabhu? And then Pandas told them, oh, he went to, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took him. And then everyone went, and then he explained, look, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, you are very fortunate. So, you continue to serve him. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, oh, how come he say he is Supreme Personality of Godhead? I studied all the Shastras, there is no avatar in Kali Yuga. So, this is not possible. I cannot accept it. So, even though Gopinath Acharya, he was trying to explain him so much, but it didn't work. So, what is the reason? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very knowledgeable person. In fact, he knew all the philosophy. And he was living according to Vedic instruction. As a person should live, as an acharya should live. So still, why he couldn't recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because he had no devotion. That's the only reason. He couldn't understand. So anyway, and then later on, you know, when Mahaprabhu, you know, wake up by kirtan of the devotees, and then he's, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, oh, I'm so happy to see you. I'm really like you. I like, you are a young sannyasi, you know, and I can see there is a lot of danger. If you want to continue with your sannyas life, you must hear Vedanta Sutra. Otherwise, you may, you know, fell down. So you stay here, I will, you know, teach you all the Vedanta Sutras. You know, I'll teach you all this philosophy. And Mahaprabhu said, no problem. And then Gopinath Acharya was so angry. He said, you fool, what are you trying to do? Do you know? And they said, no, I'm trying to do something good for him. You know, I really like, he's a young sannyasi and I know his grandfather Nilambar Chakravarti and his father Jagannath Mishra. I know all of them. And then Mahaprabhu, he told to Gopinath Acharya, don't tell anything because he loved me as a guardian. So I like it. So you keep quiet and go, I'll take care. So this is, you know, that's called Bhakta Vatsalyam. You know, Supreme Krishna have a, you know, this quality you cannot find in any other avatar. So whoever attached to him, knownly or unknownly, Krishna always recognized that. So that's why, you know, Srila Prabhupada used to say, you know, doesn't matter whether you understand Krishna or not, come and serve him. He will give you proper knowledge to understand. Actually, we have no such quality to understand Krishna. We cannot. You know, it is very clearly explained in, you know, Nectar of Devotion. We cannot understand Krishna by our austerity or devotional service or anything. It is impossible. Unless otherwise by Krishna's mercy. So we are nothing without his mercy. So then anyway, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained 7 days Vedanta Sutra. And then 8th day he asked, oh, you just kept quiet. He didn't, you know, ask anything. Do you understand Vedanta Sutra? And then Mahaprabhu said, look, I'm foolish. You know, I'm an uneducated person. I don't understand your explanation. But I can understand all the sutra you saying. But I cannot understand your explanation. And then Mahaprabhu start explaining things, you know. Oh, here is, you are explaining, you diversing the philosophy. So it shouldn't be. It should be like this. This should be like that. So he explained approximately 3 hours and he picked all his mistake. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was like, you know, he's stunned. Is it anyone is there to, you know, to rectify my explanation? Is it, I didn't knew anyone exists. And then Mahaprabhu said, look, not only that, and he explained Atmarama Shlokas, you know, and then Mahaprabhu asked, okay, you explain first. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya did 9 type of explanation with the, according to Shastra, no mental speculation. And then Mahaprabhu said, oh, you're all of this, and okay, but there is more things. So he explained 18 times without touching Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's explanation. Then he understood actually it is not possible by a human being, because I studied every philosophy. It cannot be possible. Any human can do this. And then what Mahaprabhu hugged him. Actually by touching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got the mercy. And then his heart melted and he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the point is, even though if we have knowledge, we'll keep arguing this, that, unless otherwise we develop Krishna consciousness. We develop devotional service, we develop love for Krishna, we cannot understand him. It's impossible. There is more example even. Keshav Bharati, all of us we know, he was such a powerful philosopher. You know, Mother Saraswati gave a benediction. Whatever you will say, wherever you will argue, you will be win. Okay, this is my blessings. So what he start? He start a procession. He goes everywhere and, you know, call people for argument. If they lose, okay, give a certificate that I am, you know, defeated by such person. So certificate he put in front of his procession, and in the procession there is elephant, horse and people, and he goes by palanquin. Okay, very aristocratic, you know, things. So finally he heard that Navadvip was very famous and there is a lot of pandit, so I have to defeat Navadvip. He was from, actually no, sorry, Keshav Kashmiri, not Keshav Bharati. He was Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. So he came to Navadvip, and when people heard in Navadvip that Keshav Kashmiri is coming, so they thinking, oh my God, I have to be defeated. Definitely he will defeat us. So it is a very shameful. If people will hear, oh, such and such person is defeated by Keshav Kashmiri, so it's very, you know, shameful what they did. Someone said, oh, I have to go to my father-in-law's house. Someone said, I have to go somewhere else. And everyone left, almost. So Keshav Kashmiri came and he found none to argue. And then he heard there is Nimai Pandit. That time Mahaprabhu was young, before his sannyas. He just finished his study. So he was teaching some grammar to the student in a bank of Ganga. And then Keshav Kashmiri came there. And then he says, I just want to do discussion about the Shastra with you. I heard you are a big Pandit. And Mahaprabhu said, no, I'm a foolish man. I'm a foolish person. But how come you will discuss with me? It doesn't look good. So what is, I think it will be better you explain something. You know, I'll just hear. Because I can't argue with you anyway. You are a big Pandit. And then Keshav Kashmiri was very happy, you know. Oh, yes. And then he said, tell me what shall I do? And then Mahaprabhu said, all right, we are sitting bank of Ganga. So glorify some Mother Ganga. You know, so let's do some glorification. And then he started glorifying. You know how many hours he glorified? 3 hours non-stop. One prahar. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. One prahar means 3 hours constantly without stopping. He glorified Mother Ganga. And then after 3 hours he stopped. And then all the students were like, oh my God, such a powerful knowledge. Yeah? And then Mahaprabhu said, did you finish? He said, yes. And then Mahaprabhu started picking fault. Every line he said, every single line, he found out his mistake. Oh, here is mistake, there is mistake. And most powerful mistake was Bhavanir Bharta. That's the word, was the worst. It's like, you know, Bhavani means Mother Parvati. Bharta means her husband. Bhavani, Bhava means Lord Shiva. That's why she called as a Bhavani. And Bhavanir Bharta means indicate Mother Parvati has another husband. It's very offensive. So, and then Mahaprabhu, you know, and he was shocked. He's thinking, Saraswati, Mother Saraswati give me benediction, I'll win everyone. How come I'll be defeated by this young boy? I mean, a young man. And then he was very upset. He was very sad. And then Mahaprabhu said, you know, don't worry. I think you are tired today. Go home, take rest, come back tomorrow. We'll continue. So he has no choice. He left. And then in his dream, Mother Saraswati came. I said, oh, foolish. Do you know who is arguing? You know, who was he? You were trying to argue with him? He is, you know, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am servant of him. You know, if I get some service, I'll be very fortunate. And you were trying to argue with him? And then she said, listen, this is very important. You know, I have given benediction to you. All the knowledge, that's result is not that you'll argue everywhere and you'll defeat everyone. No. Actually, the result is you have darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the original fruit of your all knowledge. But you didn't recognize him. Go early morning and, you know, surrender to his lotus feet. That's, you know, your goal of your life. That is the goal of your all kind of knowledge. And then he wakes up early morning and he goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and, you know, he paid dandavat obeisances and he said, oh, my lord, from now onward I am yours. Please give me instruction, what shall I do? And then Mahaprabhu said, oh, don't worry, don't argue with all these things, you know. Practice Krishna consciousness and give up all of your so-called, you know, show up. Don't give anything. So then he gave everything, you know, charity to Brahmana, and with one cloak, he started practicing Krishna consciousness. So the point is, even though we have unlimited knowledge, we can be very expert in Shastra, but without devotion, Krishna is never ever will be pleased, or we cannot understand Krishna. So that's the point. That's Srila Prabhupada, he want to establish in every shloka, in every shastra, every class, whatever he given to us. So thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If anyone have any comments and questions, please. If no question and comments, we'd like to stop here. Thank you. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.